This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To visit. Yes, visiting with Dr. Ken. It's Good Day Health time. This portion of our Good Day Health experiment, every week we have several hours of important information that's fresh, new, researched from Dr. Ken Kronhaus and from Dr. Jack Stockwell. So you're here for the Ken Hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mondora, Florida. He goes through all of the various journals of medicine every week to bring us up to date on the latest things. And often there's a theme. And the theme this week, whether it is, it just is, I guess, because of what people are studying. Sometimes there is a, some sort of an event going on, brings people of that specialty together. I don't know if that's the case here or not, but I see a lot of cancer news, Ken. Starting out with the latest on men and their experiences with prostate cancer. It can be devastating for some men, and other men just not, doesn't bother much, right?
Well, I think if there's news about cancer this week, it's just random events coming together. Okay. And it is obviously an issue that's actively studied. This comes out of the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association, actually a report from the Mayo Clinic. Doug, a fact is that there are about 175,000 new cases of prostate cancer in America this year. And the news this week, there appears to be an association between plant-based diets and a decreased risk of prostate cancer, as well as a link between dairy intake and an increased risk of prostate cancer. These aren't huge links, and it's very hard to study diets because people change their diet from day to day, year to year, and this is an accumulation of multiple studies. So I wouldn't say that you have to go out and dramatically change your lifestyle abruptly, but if you know that you're at risk, guys, for prostate cancer, you know, you may want to adjust somewhat here and do get your best odds together.
Very good advice. I have never really, you and I talk about the cancer screening that goes on and whether or not, and you have it too, I'm sure, when you have your annual physical.
I just had my PSA.
Yeah. And what was it?
Oh, it's like one.
Yeah, okay. So mine, the PSA count over the years, you've watched it, it was 0.4, 0.6.
And that's then it very went good, to, Lou.
Yeah, but then it went to 1.5, and we were concerned about that. And then you, the genius that you are, said, well, maybe the test should be given before the exam, because we all know what happens when you get the digital rectal exam. And apparently, I didn't know this, but you told me, you taught me this. You said that it'll stir up what's going on inside of the prostate. It might affect the results if you have the blood test after you get the digital rectal exam. So I said to the, it happens that a lady does it, when I, and lately the woman I'm using for my general physicals. So she said, well, there are studies that show that that may not be true. And I said, well, let's just for chuckles.
a study of one we'll do right now.
Yeah. Well, I said, let's not do it that way. Let's wait till after I give the blood, and then you do the exam. So I went from a 1.5 down to a 1 in this year's screening. I still would like to have it under 1. But the reality is that a lot of men, as they get older, develop prostate cancer, and it doesn't really bother them. It's, you know, it's one of those things. It affects your ability to make love, but other than that, right,
a lot of men live with it. Let me put a little perspective, big picture on that. So first about the lab test, and then about the growth of prostate cancer when it occurs in an individual. Yes, your baseline was low, and then you had an exam, and it went up, and then you had it done again before an exam, and it went down, and that's your true baseline. But what is concerning, if you do get a normal baseline, and then it goes up. You always want to compare the PSA to where it has been, even though if on the paper report or on your computer report, it's in the normal bracket, because PSA velocity, how the PSA is changing, also needs to be looked at. And then also you were talking about the growth of the cancer. There's a wide range of prostate cancer, from incredibly slow growing that we don't even need to treat it. Just watch it, because it won't even get to a concern in decades, and we'll all be long gone. And then there's another extreme on the other side of the spectrum, where it's going to grow so quickly that if we don't do something urgently, you say goodbye to planet Earth. So this needs to be biopsied and scored and determine whether, hopefully you have the very unaggressive prostate cancer, but it can get aggressive.
Good friend of mine has come from a family. His brother died of prostate cancer. His father died at 73 of prostate cancer. I think the brother was the same age, too. He's now 79, but he's had prostate cancer for 12 years. He's put on a lot of weight. I often thought, he's not a drinker, but he does, you know, he's always enjoyed rich foods. And I think fat, I think that's been proven, that fat plays a role in your prostate cancer, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
In the prostate.
And here's the prescription that most guys will like to hear from a doctor. Keeping on, as you get older, ejaculating and keeping the frequency up also can lower the risk of prostate cancer.
Right, exactly. Having somebody you're close to is probably a good way of doing that.
I think just getting the sperm refreshed I think has probably some link, as I talked to the urologist about this.
Yeah. All right, so that's the first of three important cancer stories that Ken has researched for us this week. We'll continue with that in a matter of moments. The GoodDayHealthShow.com website has our podcasts that are basically an accrual of the important conversations that we have every week. So if you don't get to listen to all of them, or you want to go back and research something, they're always explained what the content is, always explained at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Advancements in technology are giving breast cancer patients more options, including the possibility to regain sensation lost after a mastectomy. The Breast Cancer Awareness Month medical technology company Axygen is sharing the solution. And here's Smitha Rao with that story.
After a mastectomy, many women are faced with a lesser-known issue, a numb chest, unable to feel the slightest touch. For breast cancer survivor Jane, this meant not being able to feel her newborn baby when she was placed on her chest for the first time.
I remember taking her in my arms and putting her on my chest, but I couldn't feel her skin. I didn't know she was there unless I looked at her, and it made me question if I would be enough as a woman and as a mother.
Jane underwent an innovative surgical technique called resensation that uses a processed nerve allograft as a bridge to reconnect nerves in the chest with nerves in the tissue used to reconstruct the breast. This allograft guides the regrowth of nerve fibers that over time offer the opportunity to regain sensation.
After the surgery, I experienced increased sensation on a weekly basis. Now I can hug my daughter, have her head rest on my chest, and I'm able to feel her breath on my skin. That, to me, is the most precious thing in the world.
For more information, visit resensation.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy. For your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Here's some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. All you got to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 50% or more on your car insurance. Geico.com. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So we're sort of prostate cancer. Let's see here. There's a recall of a heartburn drug. This has been all over the internet. The cancer-causing chemicals that are in this heartburn drug. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this has become front-page news this week again. Doug, pharmaceutical company Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. There really is a company called
Dr. Reddy's.
That. Yes, yeah. They're in India. Mm-hmm. This week.
What a shock.
They recalled generic Zantac, which is a heartburn relief product, which most of us know about. It's made with ranitidine. This was after the FDA said the drug contains a small amount of a carcinogen. The FDA said preliminary tests found low levels of nitrosamine impurity, and here it's a mouthful, N-nitrosodimethylamine in some ranitidine products. The medication, it's used to treat heartburn, ulcers, and other stomach issues. It's abbreviated. This chemical, NDMA, is an environmental contaminant. It's found in water and foods, including meat, dairy products, and vegetables. It is classified as a probable human carcinogen. The FDA said it's evaluating whether the low levels of NDMA in ranitidine pose a risk to patients, and that it will pose that information when it's available. Large amounts of NDMA may pose a risk, but the levels of NDMA in ranitidine found in preliminary tests barely exceed amounts found in common foods. So don't panic.
Well, remember from how long ago was it? You sent me to that expert when I was having all of the gastroenterology.
Yes, I think everyone has Zantac in their medicine cabinet.
I had it. I took two or three of the capsules, and that was it. You know me. When I get onto something, if I feel better after the first time I take it, then I stop taking it. And I did with that, but I still had the little jar of capsules around. I threw them away after I saw this earlier this week because my approach is, why would you take a chance? If you knew something was bad, even if there were small amounts, you know, I consider I have no use for the CDC and the FDA, the USDA, all these government alphabet soup operations. Once in a while they get it right, but more often than not, they're so influenced by the big drug companies, especially the FDA, the amount of money that's spent, the things they come up with, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you know, the shots they take at people who are it isn't even a medication, supplements. There are good ones, there are bad ones. And I guess that could be said for heartburn drugs, too. There are good ones and bad ones. So
I think the FDA in the last few years is having its foot held to the fire and is becoming more responsive. And here, they were not on the side of protecting any drug company. I mean, they acted very early and very protectively on, and probably the risk, hopefully, is minimal. That's what we're thinking. But they're not taking any chances. So I got to give them a little credit here. I mean, we've been hard on them, but here they actually acted very swiftly. And you go down the grocery aisle this week, and you notice the shelves are bare. There's a big empty space because this takes up a lot of room on the pharmacy aisle in the grocery store. Yeah.
Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida is here. His clinic is open to the public. I guess that's what good doctors do, to try to serve the public. If you choose to get really well informed about what's going on in your body, if you have questions that have not been answered by the doctor that you normally see, it might be this. Dr. Ken is so extraordinary, it's worth a trip. I take a trip every year down there to have him thoroughly examine me, so that I know what's going on in my body. I want to know what's going on. So if you've got something going on and you want to know what it is and how to deal with it, Ken is great in that department. Yes, he is a cardiologist, and that is his specialty, but he's all kinds of gizmos, gadgets, and and machinery in that office that give you a good top-to-bottom going over that you really need to have. You need to know what's going on inside of your body. So I guess take no chances. Go see somebody who really can tell you what's going on. His number at the office at Lake Cardiology is 352-735-1400. Let me give you that again. 352-735-1400 for the folks all over Florida, Southeast, all over the country. It's a good stop on your way to see. I never tell anybody to go to Disneyland, even though it's around the corner from where Ken is. I tell them to go out to the Space Coast.
You're going to enjoy some of the new technology we have the next time you visit.
Yep. Well, maybe in December. We'll see. I'm supposed to have my foot fixed in January, which will limit my travel for a month or so. So maybe I'll come down early. We'll see. Meanwhile, back at the reports that are coming in from the various journals, we have one more story about cancer. And that's the... I don't get that people don't get this. If you're a big, fat person, you're obese on top of being obese on top of being obese, why do you think you're not going to get sick? This is like almost clueless, this story about obesity and pancreatic cancer. Obesity causes heart conditions and death from cardiological situations that are created by the obese nature of your body, and it creates a harbor for cancer of all kinds, doesn't it, Ken?
Well, more reasons why I've never met a 90-year-old obese male. This comes out of the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology, which is just a big word for liver. This week, and what we learn is we know that pancreatic cancer, Doug, is one of the world's deadliest cancers.
Yes.
And this is the bad news. With an overall five-year survival rate of just 5%. Think about that.
Yeah.
Only 1 in 20
Alex
people.
Alex Trebek is the latest famous person to have it.
It's just, you know, it's just not the diagnosis that you're looking forward to. Rising rates of obesity and diabetes could be pushing up rates of pancreatic cancer across the globe. That's the news out of this report and study. The good news, though, is that these risk factors, doctors use these words, largely modifiable. That means if you identify the risk factors, the obesity and diabetes, and you get rid of them, you're going to change the outcome. And so this presents a huge opportunity for prevention. Unfortunately, we lack a good screening tool for early detection of pancreatic cancer. Hopefully one day we'll have one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly, again, is, you wonder, I see people all the time and I wonder, and I guess I'm judgmental, Ken.
How could you say that? I'm joking.
No, I know you are, but, you know, I see these big fat people around and, for the most part, sometimes there are genetic things, sometimes there are hormonal things, but most of it's caused by eating too much of the wrong food.
I wish you could study these people because they are so common and
everywhere.
I talk to them every day, and it's a real challenge that you know people live to eat.
Yeah. Well, eating is rewarding if you're having stress and stuff, but still, I mean, it just depends on what your priorities are, I guess, much anything else. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here as we continue. Stand by for more of Good Day Health.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Stoda. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a potentially disabling disease of the central nervous system, which causes communication problems between the brain and the rest of the body. The good news is that there's been an explosion of treatments in the last 25 years, giving many patients a better quality of life.
We have injectable therapies, we have 3 oral medications, and we have a few infusion-based medications and chemotherapy-based medications for patients with multiple sclerosis.
While there is no cure for the disease, neurologist Dr. Mark Keegan says there is hope and optimism.
And there's other medications that are being developed, both immunosuppressive medications, immunomodulatory medications, as well as potentially neuroprotective medications, because that is really the next step in MS care is halting, reversing progressive impairment due to multiple sclerosis.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Jim Peewee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you will certainly send any text about your supervisor to your supervisor.
What's with Janet's fangs? Did she lose a bet with a weed whacker? LOL. And sent. Wait, no.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Janet, I think my phone was hacked or something.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A marathon debate on Capitol Hill as members of the House Judiciary Committee make statements for hours and hours on end. Strong debate along party lines ahead of the impeachment vote. House Minority Leader California Congressman Kevin McCarthy looking ahead to the impact all of this will have on the 2020 campaign.
So what do we have to believe
will happen if the Democrats keep the majority. More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating.
And we hear from Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it. You don't have it, so you didn't put articles on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
On the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Dr. Ken Kronos coming up in this half hour. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen with Good Day Health. In the latest podcast that we have up this week at gooddayhealthshow.com, we discuss a new study that provides evidence that depression and anxiety make recovering from a heart attack more difficult, and then what you should do about it. I try to analyze President Trump's mental condition. Dr. Ken, who has a real license to practice medicine, says, not so fast. But I think it is something I'm speculating, but I also know the signs of certain conditions And I think that he has them. I don't want to overcook it, but you can listen to our discussion at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Also, we talk about vitamin B, B6 and B12 specifically, and the risk, if you take too much of it, of getting a hip fracture. I wonder if that's what happened to Jimmy Carter. I wonder how much B he's on. You know, he fell down this weekend and fractured. Didn't he fracture his hip or something?
His pelvis.
Yeah, right. To clarify, do we take no B vitamins or no extra B vitamins? We get enough in our food? Or is there a kind of B vitamin that we should be supplementing? I didn't ask you that when we were talking about this.
Just take a multivitamin which has a reasonable amount of B in it and eat a healthy diet, and you'll get enough, clearly.
Yeah. I think we talked about how to balance the supplements that are taken in this podcast that's up new this week at GoodDayHealthShow.com. I asked Ken about how he deals with the age of his patients, and we talk about the early steps that are taken when a woman shows early signs of breast cancer. That's all over the place. So you want to maintain your good health, find out what's going on in the world of research and how it applies to you in your everyday health situation, check out our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Speaking of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that sort of thing, there's a study out. Well, the FDA apparently is concerned about breast implants. Is it the way they're installed? I guess that doesn't sound too clinical, but how they're implanted. There have been stories for years about leaks in some breast implants, right? The silicone that's in them leaks out of them and causes all kinds of havoc.
Well, here's the latest update. The FDA is right on this, and they're considering a strong warning, and they're putting it out for review initially this week. So what's happening is, before receiving breast implants, the FDA feels that women should be told of the possible risks. The FDA suggests a boxed warning and a checklist outlining potential harms such as pain, fatigue, and further surgery. A boxed warning is the greatest clear warning that physicians get. I don't know if you've ever looked at the kind of literature that we read when we research a drug, but it's just sentence after sentence, densely compacted with many words. And sometimes all of the issues, unless you read every little detail, it can be lost. And the FDA will at times put, when they're really concerned about procedures, devices, drugs, in a box, black border in a box, and that is hard to miss when any doctor researches a drug. And when you see a box warning, you know, you better be aware of that because it's a very important thing. So that's what they're considering here. The FDA wants breast implant makers to warn women that breast implants are not lifetime devices, Doug, and that the risk of complications rises the longer a patient has the implant. Also, additional surgery may be required to treat the complications. Other possible complications include a risk of developing breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, not good, as well as problems such as fatigue, joint, or pain. These new guidance proposals that patients without symptoms should undergo either ultrasound or MRI screening every 5 to 6 years after implantation, and then every 2 years thereafter. An MRI is recommended for patients who have symptoms at any time or uncertain ultrasound results for breast implant rupture. So they're recommending in these new guidelines, they're probably going to come out, they're just put up there for review. Anyone who wants a comment right now is that if you do get these implants, you get screened 5 or 6 years after with ultrasound or MRI, and then every 2 years thereafter.
Yep. All right. I think that's good advice, paying attention to it. There's so much of this stuff around, and so many ads for people to have plastic surgery, breast enhancement, facelifts, all that stuff. It's the old buyer beware as much as anything else. Here's getting to Ken's specialty as a cardiologist. He's often asked about taking blood pressure pills. When do you do it? How often do you prescribe blood pressure medicine, and what are the most important, what names should we be looking for or should we be most familiar with, Ken?
Doug, 1 in 3 adults before they leave planet Earth will have high blood pressure. So this is an incredibly common issue that I bet everyone listening, either they're adult, they're either taking a blood pressure medication or they know somebody who does, because it's so common. And this comes out of the European Heart Journal, and it might actually have a great impact on people who are taking these medications, because this is a study of 20,000 people almost, and they randomized them to take them either in the morning when you wake up or to take them when you're going to sleep. And the results, clearly the best time for people with high blood pressure to take their blood pressure pills is at bedtime rather than in the morning. If you're on a water pill, you know, this may not apply because you don't want to urinate all night, but otherwise, and don't change the schedule without talking to your doctor first. That schedule means when you take your medications. But this is worth discussing with your physician, with your provider. This news this week reported in the European Heart Journal. Not only does this timing result in better blood pressure control, but it also markedly reduces the risk of cardiovascular death and events such as heart attack or stroke. So a huge impact both on outcome, your prognosis, and also on your blood pressure control. And again, 20,000 people randomized in this study. Huge study, will have great impact on the practice of medicine.
Big study. Coming up, good news for parents, and also Ken's usual shot at pot. That's up next on Good Day Health. Plus, questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Here's the number one choice for non-prescription blood sugar control news from the folks that have put before you the all-natural approach. If you have type 2 diabetes, if you have, if you're pre-diabetic, you just have a sweet fetish, because one in three Americans fit that description in one way or another, you ought to check out Curalin as a way for you to deal with this. This is the advanced glucose support that is all natural. Modern science looks at this. The issue of glucose support, very important. A lot of drugs are prescribed all the time. But this is a unique blend of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested by the FDA for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels and you don't want to take drugs, that certainly is my picture. You owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Not only does it support healthy blood sugar levels, but also helps you in digestion. I mean, basically, the reason that I take it is because I have a craving for sugar. I love pies and cakes and ice cream and that kind of stuff. And I think now, as much as anything else, I think I'm thinking about it. I don't have lollipops anymore and hard candy, you know, a lot of sugar in there. But maybe you just take a page from the Doug Steffen playbook and try this to see if it doesn't help you out. For a limited time, too, I've arranged for you to get $20 off your first order, first bottle of Curalin. So you can join the tens of thousands of people who have found that finally there is an easy way, a natural way to manage your problem if you have healthy, unhealthy blood sugar levels. Let's get them to the right numbers. Visit Curalin.net. Enter the promo code DJV, and let's get that first bottle with $20 off. Start on the program, and let's see if we can't make your body, that desire for sweets or the thing you have to deal with every day, a little more easily dealt with. Curalin.net, code DJV for $20 off.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa Voice Remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
All right, so Dr. Ken, we have your focus on pot here to deal with. The story has to do with using pot, men using pot, and I don't know why that would be linked to miscarriages. I guess we'd have to have that explained to us, because I saw this and I thought, well, it's okay, let's put two and two together and see if we come up with four. What do we come up with?
Interesting. This comes out of a recent study this month from the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, Doug. Men who use marijuana at least once a week, they're twice as likely to see their partner's pregnancy end in a miscarriage compared to those who use no pot. Miscarriages related to frequent male pot use, they tend to occur within 8 weeks of conception, which suggests that marijuana use damages sperm in some essential way. The research is controlled for a number of factors that could influence risk of miscarriage, including smoking status, alcohol and caffeine intake, weight, amount of sleep, history of sexually transmitted infections, and mood disorders.
Yeah, all right. So what about, there are so many positives and negatives when it comes to pot. I guess we're not, I mean, I'm not really here to try to persuade people that it's good or bad. I just think, like a lot of other things, look for the science and see what it is that is provided informationally as to the benefits. I mean, medical marijuana didn't come about as a result of somebody throwing a dart against a dartboard. I think you'd agree with that, Ken, as much as anything else. But I do, you know, some of these things, you know, there's unintended consequences of using some of this stuff. No question about that.
Well, so, I think you have to break it down between recreational versus medical use.
Yep. All right, here's some good news for parents. Let's go through that. This is good.
Yeah, there really is some good news.
People, especially if you have a preemie in your family, right?
Exactly. This is out this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Unfortunately, more than half of premature infants, prematurity is a common issue, but the good news is that more than half of premature infants, they actually grow up to be healthy adults without chronic medical issues, Doug. This is a study. It's a huge, huge study. About 2.5 million babies born in Sweden between 1973 and 1977, about 55% of preemies have no serious chronic physical or mental issue by early adulthood compared to 63% of full-term babies.
Wow. All right, I want to squeeze in the polio thing. Is there a new strain of polio? There are a lot of people talking about that.
Well, last winter, there was this new strain of sad paralytic illness that affected young children that looked similar clinically to polio, but clearly was not polio. And it was a mystery what was causing this illness. And the news this week is a virus similar, but not the polio virus, has been identified and now has been associated with this no longer mysterious paralytic disease. And we hope it stays to be a very rare problem. And I would imagine a vaccine is actively being looked for.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview as you get into the weekend. A lot of people who are following sports, whether it be college sports, professional sports, there seems to be a higher... Well, maybe I should ask Adam Burns that question. I'm assuming, and I ought not to assume because you know what happens when you assume something, what it does to you and to me. Adam is here with us from the betonline.ag organization. He's the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. So what about the timing? Is it busier on the weekend because there's time for people to be involved, or is day and night not a factor in who's betting and what they're betting on, Adam?
You know, timing definitely does play a factor into when we take wagers. Depending on the sport, obviously, I mean, there's sports 24/7 around the world all day, you know, whether it's, you know, the President's Cup right now that's going on, or football's coming up on the weekend, or hockey or basketball. So, you know, and international sports as well, whether it's cricket or darts or, you know, so we're kind of on all the time. What you're going to see normally is a lot of people, when you open, let's say, NFL lines on the Sunday night the previous week for the next week, you know, you'll see some money come in really early and people trying to pick off lines that they think might be off a bit. Then it kind of dies off until Thursday, Friday, but then by Saturday, Sunday with college and NFL, that's when we're taking about 80% of the bets. So timing does play into it, and, you know, we schedule ourselves and monitor stuff accordingly to that. But definitely timing is a factor.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things that are, even though we're very focused on the playoffs now in football, you're seeing extreme action here. this year, or is this year seemingly like most other years that you have in recent memory?
Well, if we're looking at college football, you got a pretty good four teams making the playoffs and going for the championship. So we're seeing quite a bit of early money right away. You know, LSU's -13.5. Against Oklahoma, and we're taking about, you know, three quarters of the money on LSU there.
Really? What about Ohio State? What's going on with Ohio State?
Yeah, against Oklahoma, sorry. And then Ohio State, we're taking, Ohio State's getting 2 points, and we're taking a little bit more on Clemson, so we're probably going to need Ohio State in that game, which I don't have a problem needing. I think they've sort of been, you know, they've been playing well, but they're kind of underrated a little bit just because of how good LSU's been playing this year. Mm-hmm. And Clemson obviously has had a great season as well. But, you know, never count out. I mean, in college football, anything could happen. There's high-scoring games. You know, even the Oklahoma-LSU game, if Oklahoma comes out and scores right away, then the whole game changes, right? So college is always a little bit harder to handicap in NFL. And this week in the NFL, there's not too many, you know, marquee matchups. It's sort of a weird week, you know, I was just trying to look and do my survivor pick for my pool, and you know, I have to take the Raiders, which is terrible, but I have no one else left. So,
surprise! All right, let's talk about something that's not in league at the moment, but it's interesting because within 2 months, spring training opens up again. We'll be thinking about Major League Baseball, and I'm looking here at some of the money, these big contracts. Is it Gerrit Cole who's supposed to be getting the biggest deal ever, $320 million? So, or what is? How do you bet on something like that?
Yeah, well, we actually, since he signed with the Yankees, we did have odds up on which team he will sign with, and the Yankees were the favorite. We also had how much would the contract be, and we had it at initially at $324 million, which was spot on. Right. But we took a bit of money on the under, so we dropped it a little bit. But we ended up winning on that at the book. People were betting under 324, but it was spot on 324. So I guess I did some good research on that one.
When you say you ended up winning, does that mean the bettors lose and the house wins? Is that what that basically means?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I mean, some people won, but overall we won on that one. And then now, if you look on the site, I mean, we have Gerrit Cole's total wins for the season at 15. How many strikeouts will he get this year at 290? How many wins will the Yankees get at 99.5? And then we've put up a few other teams as well. And then Anthony Rendon signed with the Angels there yesterday, so we have some stats up on him as well. So people can bet on pretty much anything. And anytime there's a story like that with big signings or big free agency signings, we try to get some stuff up.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's fascinating to see how things change. And you're betting on politics. There are things that, you know, when's the next Sears store going to close? You can bet on that if you want. It's pretty much anything that you want. Check it all out. It's betonline.ag, betonline.ag. Adam Burns with us, who is the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. Have a great weekend. Adam, thanks for being here on the DJV program. 59 past the hour.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.